This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations says well over 100,000 people are fleeing the Turkish military offensive in Syria. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
As fighting continues in at least one Syria town and a heavy bombardment rains down on another, officials say at least 130,000 people have been displaced, with many more likely to be on the move as the Turkish offensive progresses. Meanwhile, the local Kurdish-led administration warns of a humanitarian disaster as aid and service delivery to northern Syria is hampered by the fighting. Turkish airstrikes, artillery shells and intense clashes have reached as far as 19 miles south of the Turkish-Syria border. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, AP's Julie Walker reports Defense Secretary Mark Esper says President Trump has ordered all U.S. troops in northern Syria to move south.
Esper tells CBS it's Face the Nation the conflict between Turkish forces and U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters had become untenable for the U.S. military. That led Trump to direct what Esper calls a deliberate withdrawal of American troops from the north. Esper says the forces were not ordered to leave Syria entirely. Esper isn't saying how many U.S. troops will leave the north, but he does say they represent most of the 1,000 troops in Syria. Esper also says the U.S. believes the Kurds are about to cut a deal with the Syrian army and Russia to enable a counterattack against Turkey and its Syrian proxy forces. I'm Julie Walker.
As the situation deteriorates, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin on ABC This Week says Turkey is on notice. The U.S. is prepared to impose sanctions.
We are ready to go on a moment's notice to put on sanctions. And as I've said, these sanctions could be starting small. They could be maximum pressure, which would destroy the Turkish economy.